I would just, absolutely, I would just, again, just ask that question of themselves, could this be fraud? And I think that's a good start, because I think what's going to happen then is that person is going to be that much more vigilant. I would ask that they watch out for unsolicited communications, you know, emails that they didn't initiate, or text messages that they didn't initiate. And, you know, if it's offering something that's too good to be true, well, guess what? It's probably going to be too good to be true. And then the last thing, too, Derek, is that, you know, all these scams, most of these, you know, nearly all these scams have some sense of urgency to them. They want that person. They don't want that person to have a second thought. They don't want to. They don't want that person to verify anything. They don't want them to do any research on their own. So they want them to act right now. They want that information, or they want that money right now. And then, lastly, if it's a product or services that are they're asking to be paid using gift cards, that's a major red flag. That's a major red flag. Anybody who's asking to be paid by using a gift card from the store needs to really be careful there.